This week's parsha, Parshas Tazria, talks about the different simonim that the Kohen looks for to determine whether a neged saras is tame. The pasuk says, "Uviyom heiros bo basar chai yitma," that if a person is covered from head to toe with a neged saras on his flesh, kula hafach lavan, he's entirely white and he has simoni tuma, so then toharhu. The pasuk says that actually he is tar if kula hafach lavan. But then, biyom heiros bo basa chai, if basa chai appears, if some of the flesh heals in the middle of the nega, so then he becomes tame again. So Rashi quotes from Chazal, why does the Torah use this lashon uviyom heiros bo? Why do we need the word uviyom? Chazal darshan that yesh yom she'ataroe bo, v'yesh yom she'ein ataroe bo. There are some days that you look at the nega, that the kohen examines the nega to determine whether it's tame or tohar. And there are some days that the kohen doesn't look at the nega. The person gets a reprieve. He gets a dispensation that we're not going to look at the nega. Choson, during Shivas Yimei HaMishta, Kol Yisrael Beregel, the kohen's not going to examine the nega. He gets a break. He gets a break until after Yom Tov, until after the week of Sheva Brachas, and then we'll look at the nega after that period of time. But during Shivas Yimei HaMishta, during Yom Tov, we're not going to look at his nega. Why do we give a chassan a break during Shivas Yimei HaMishta? Why do we give all of Klal Yisrael a break during Yom Tov? Chazal say in the Gemara Nedarim and Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis that there are four individuals that are choshev kemes. Four people who are, it's as if they're dead. Oni, Suma, Mitzora, and Misha'en Lobanim. Someone who's poor, someone who's blind, Mitzora, and someone who's childless. What's the common denominator of these four people? And why are they choshev kemes? Why are they compared to a mes? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains that these individuals are not able to do chesed. They're not able to give to other people. The tachlis of life, the tachlis of this world is to do chesed. We know olam chesed yibone. The purpose of life is to do chesed with other individuals. And only someone who's poor doesn't have the financial ability to help others. Asuma, someone who's blind, is unable to help others as much as he would like to. Mitzora is cut off from the machane. Bodad yeshev michutz l'machane moshavo. He can't interact with other people. He can't give to other people. He can't show sensitivity to other people. Misha ein lobanim, someone who's childless, he doesn't have children to be mashpia on, to give to be concerned about. These four individuals, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, are missing in their ability to do chesed. They don't have the capability of reaching out to others and giving to others in the way that the Hamon Am can. And that's why the Choshev Kemes. Because the Iker of life is to do chesed, the Iker of life is to give to other people. Maybe that's why we give the Chosan, the Shivas Yimei HaMishta, we give him a break, we give him time off, we don't look at the Nega. And all of Klal Yisrael gets a break during Yom Tov, we're not going to examine their Nega Tzaras either. Because we know Chazal say that Tzaras comes for different Averos, Bein Adam L'Chavera, for Lashon Hara, for Gezel, for Tzaras Oyen, for jealousy, envy. Averos Bein Adam L'Chavera, that's what produces Tzaras. And the tachlis of marriage is to be able to give to someone else. Marriage is a laboratory that enables us to do chesed 24/7 for a spouse. Yom Tov, the Iker Simchas Yom Tov, we know the Rambam writes in Ilchas Yom Tov, the Iker is to be mesameach other people, to be mesameach poor people, to give to others, not to have just a simchas kereso, to sit and eat in one's own home with one's own family, but to give to others, to reach out, to make sure that others have for Yom Tov as well. We give all of Klal Yisrael throughout the regel, we give them time off from Tzaraz, and we give the Chosan during the week of Shavuot Brachas time off, because we want to give them the opportunity to learn the lesson of Tzaraz. Hopefully if the chassan examines himself and thinks about what marriage is all about, if all of Klal Yisrael on Yom Tov think about what Yom Tov, what Simchas Yom Tov should really be about, then maybe the nega will heal by itself. If they learn the lesson of Yom Tov, if they learn the lesson of the Shivas Yimei HaMishta, they learn the lesson of Nisuin, then hopefully they'll appreciate what the Tachlis HaChaim is all about, what's the purpose of life. If they understand what the purpose of life is, then maybe the nega will just go away and we won't have to be metameit. And if they don't learn their lesson, and the nega remains, then after Yom Tov, after the week of Shavuot Brachos, we'll be able to be metame that nega. The purpose of giving them a break is because they have the opportunity during this period of time to learn the lesson of Tzaraas, to learn the importance of reaching out to others, to be sensitive to another person's feelings, to realize that Olam Chesed Yibaneh, that life, that building the world and living life is all about Chesed. And if a person appreciates that, then hopefully the Tzaraas won't be necessary. The message of Tzaraas, one of the messages of Tzaraas, is that to be alive, to really be alive, a person has to care about other people. We know Chazal say in the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Samach Beis that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died ben Pesach la'atzeres al shelonogu kavod ze lazeh, because they didn't treat each other properly with the right sense of kavod. And we know that during Sfiras HaOmer we observe Avelus because of the Talmidim, because of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, because of the death of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. Many ask, does the punishment fit the crime? Why were Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim punished so harshly? So they were lo nagu kavod ze bazeh, they didn't do the right thing. But does that mean that they should be put to death? Why did they have to die? And some suggest that the answer is that Rebbe Akiva's Talmidim was supposed to be the Chachmei HaMesora of the next generation. They were supposed to build Torah for Klal Yisrael. You can't build Klal Yisrael. You can't be a pillar of Torah if you don't know how to relate to other people properly. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. A person has to understand the concept of Chesed and the importance of Chesed to build Torah. Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. We say Talmidei Chachamim, the ultimate Talmidei Chachamim, Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, Shenebe V'chal Banayich, Limudei Hashem V'rav Shalom Banayich, Al Tikri Banayich Ela Bonayich. True Talmidei Chachamim, people who are Bonei Olam, Al Tikri Banayich Ela Bonayich, such individuals have to be Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. They have to understand what it means to look out for Shalom, what it means to do Chesed, to care about other people. And that's what Sfiras HaOmer is all about. This is a time that we're preparing for Kabbalah Satara. It's a time that we can be Kone Ashlemus and Midos. It's a time to prepare ourselves to become Bonei Olam, to become builders of the world. How do we do that? How can we become Bonei Olam? How can we prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satara? The answer is by doing Chesed with each other, and by looking for ways to promote Shalom. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.